Open borders lobby amid coronavirus. Hike refugee inflow by 500%, protect foreign welfare dependents. By John Binder on March 10, 2020. Amid the global outbreak of the coronavirus, the open borders lobby has endorsed an effort to hugely increase the number of refugees arriving in the United States every year. This week, Senator Ed Markey, DMA, introduced a plan to increase the inflow of refugee resettlement by more than 500%, hiking annual refugee admissions to at least 110,000. Currently, President Trump has reduced annual refugee resettlement to 18,000, which is merely a numerical limit and not a goal to be reached. Markey's plan would also ensure that foreign welfare dependents are allowed to permanently resettle in the U.S. with green cards despite their financial burden on American taxpayers. Likewise, Markey's plan increases chain migration to the U.S., the process by which newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. About 70% of all legal immigration is chain migration. The open borders organizations, cheap labor groups, and refugee contractors that have endorsed Markey's plan include Academy of Medical and Public Health Services, Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice, America's Voice, Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, Arkansas United, Asian American Federation, Asia and Pacific American Labor Alliance, Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations, Bend the Arc, Jewish Action, Campaign Urbana Public Health District, CASA, CASA, Community Change, Center for Popular Democracy, CPD, Church World Service, Cities for Action, Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, CHIRLA, Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, CIRC, Comunidades Unidas, Crosswas Consulting, El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos, Fair Immigration Reform Movement, Farmworker Justice, Florida Immigrant Rights Coalition, FLIC, Global Cleveland, Global Detroit, Greater Portland Immigrant Welcome Center, Healthy Illinois Campaign, HIAS Pennsylvania, Hispanic Federation, Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama, HICA, Homies Unidos, Immigration Hub, Imprint, International Council for Refugees and Immigrants, Immigrant Legal Resource Center, International Refugee Assistance Project, International Rescue Committee, Junta for Progressive Action, Justice for Our Neighbors, Michigan, Kentucky Refugee Ministries, Latin American Coalition, Louisiana Organization for Refugees and Immigrants, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, Maine People's Alliance, Make the Road, Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, Mauritanian Network for Human Rights in the U.S., Mobile Pathways, Mujeres Latinas en Action, National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum, National Coalition for Asian Pacific American Community Development, National Immigration Law Center, National Korean American Service and Education Consortium, National Partnership for New Americans, National Skills Coalition, Nebraska Appleseed, Network Lobby, New American Leaders, New York Immigration Coalition, Northwest Side Housing Center, City of Albuquerque Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, One America, One Justice, Pennsylvania Immigration and Citizenship Coalition, Fineros y Campesinos Unidos del Noroeste, Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, Promise Arizona, Refugee Congress, River City Federal Credit Union, Rural Women's Health Project, Services, Immigrant Rights, and Education Network, SIREN, Somos un Pueblo Unido, Southeast Asia Resource Action Center, SPLC Action Fund, Sunflower Community Action, Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, The Legal Clinic, Justice for Our Neighbors Hawaii, The Next 100, The Resurrection Project, Treetops Collective, Unidos US, Unite Here, Unite Oregon, United Farm Workers Foundation, United We Dream, Vela New Orleans, Voces de la Frontera, We Are All America, Workers' Defense Project. World Education Services. The push to increase legal immigration comes as the U.S. grapples with the spread of the coronavirus that originated in Wuhan, China. Trump has implemented travel bans on China and Iran, two of the most coronavirus-affected nations in the world, over the early objections of his critics. In response, globalists at the World Health Organization, WHO, elected Democrats like Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and the George Soros-funded American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, have said the U.S. must keep its borders open amid the coronavirus. This week, Sanders explicitly said he would rule out closing America's borders to protect American citizens from the spread of the coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.